Conservative? You bet. Controversial? Right again. It's time to squabble on the Jim Benson Show.
Hello and welcome to another broadcast of the Jim Benson Show, conservative news and commentary addressing the issues that concern you here on the BBS radio and television network. We have a lot of time needed for our video clips today, so I'll keep my narratives to a minimum. This first month of Trump's second term has certainly been amazing with all that's been happening, and it has also given me great hope for the future, my own as well as the future of America. DOGE, or the new Department of Government Efficiency under Elon Musk, is, day after day, uncovering billions of staggering waste and fraud, primarily benefiting the corrupt Communist Democrats, or Demoncrats, as commentator Will Johnson calls them. However, I think this horribly corrupt and evil system that's being exposed has to include some so-called Republicans as well. There's just too much money sloshing around. Speaking at Trump's first cabinet meeting the other day, Musk said he's confident DOGE can bring about at least $1 trillion in savings realized in the new federal budget, which would be about 15% of the total budget, I believe he said. As you know, Trump is working with Congress to generate the so-called DOGE stimulus checks to taxpayers that could be thousands of dollars each sent out to individual taxpayers. It's also my fervent hope that we will see investigations and indictments of any and all players in this sickening swamp of iniquity who may have engaged in illegality. Problem is, much of this attack on the American public could have been legal under our current laws. At this point, it's unclear. Commentator Alex Jones, who's broadcast on his Infowars.com website and on the Alex Jones Network on X.com, which I play a lot of clips from, and you'll see some today, has said there are some 1.5 million of these non-government organizations or NGOs, non-governmental organizations, most of which have apparently been getting federal money and which, by the way, are overwhelmingly left-wing in their politics. And it looks like most of them have been getting billions and billions in federal government grants and other aid, which has been used to promote communist and allied globalist policies, line the pockets of the NGO operators and employees, and kick back the rest into the coffers of Democrat and other leftist campaigns and activist organizations. It was revealed that the monstrously corrupt and left-wing USAID arm of the federal government gave at least $68 million to the Communist Globalist-Aligned World Economic Forum, or WEF, among the many other things it's been spending money on. This is the same organization which pushes the leftist mantra and hysteria of phony climate change, and which put out a video a few years ago predicting 1 billion supposed climate change refugees from the Third World would be resettled in the nations of the West. This would ultimately obliterate Western civilization and usher in the totalitarian world government based along the lines of the Chinese Communist Party that the communists and globalists so eagerly work for. That same video also predicts that by 2030, quote, you'll own nothing and you'll be happy, unquote. It also predicts we'll be eating much less meat because, as you know, cow farts and fertilizer cause climate change. God knows how much federal money has been funneled to the equally delusional idiots and crazies of the United Nations, whose sub-organizations were among those facilitating the free transportation, cash awards, food, and shelter to the millions of illegals being brought in and paid to stay in the U.S. during the surge at the border called for by the corrupt bootlick lackey for the communist and globalist Joe Biden and his regime and the Democratic Party. As conservative commentator and renowned author David Horowitz of the Freedom Foundation, of the Freedom Center, I'm sorry, proclaimed a few years ago, today's Democratic Party is the Communist Party. Many people might wonder why would anyone actively work for and otherwise promote the madness of communism and globalism? My take on this is that many of these people are simply getting a paycheck and don't care where it comes from or what they're doing. And others are actually getting rich over it and are so obsessed with greed they don't care what they're doing to America and other Western nations and humanity. And yet more are just plain brainwashed into believing that it's somehow ultimately good for humanity and it'll be good for them too. Talk about being delusional. Once again, as I always caution, I am in no way advocating any violence or illegality toward these poor, benighted, and or corrupt people supporting the communist globalist ideal of totalitarian world government. Don't fall into that trap and do something stupid and evil, which only helps the political left use such actions as powerful propaganda against us freedom lovers. As Alex Jones and other observers have pointed out repeatedly, the goal of the globalists and allied communists is to ultimately collapse Western civilization and bring about their great reset of civilization where they take over and impose their world government tyranny and slavery on the rest of humanity while they get rich and remain powerful and free while keeping the rest of us enslaved. Or so they think, anyway. I believe Elon Musk, speaking at a Republican rally after Trump's inauguration, was being truthful when he told the cheering crowd that because of them, human civilization is assured. Not Western civilization, human civilization. If you look at some of the monstrous totalitarian ideas of these nutcase globalists, you soon have to conclude that a drastic reduction of humanity is their goal. Anyway, let's get started playing today's videos. As usual, I'm going to play our four video clips back-to-back without commentary, except to briefly summarize them here. The first two clips are from recent InfoWars shows where host Alex Jones and then Alex Jones and his guest, financial and political commentator Edward Dowd, discuss how Trump and Doge cutting funding for the left-wing billionaire globalist George Soros and his Open Societies networks are being affected. The third clip is from a recent Dr. Steve Turley commentary on the funding cutoff of Soros and his organizations. Lastly, you'll see and hear Dr. Turley on another of his broadcasts on YouTube discussing the first month of Trump's presidency during his second term here and what it bodes for our collective futures.
Now the Soros scum and the globalist scum has run to Europe. Obama, when he knew Trump was going to win, moved it over to Keir Starmer in the UK. That's real command base. They're running it all, the continuing the war, everything. They brag about it. World War III is another reason we got to rout these guys. Stopping that insanity. That's their last refuge is war for control. And now they're getting run out of the other countries because USA got cut. So now they've run to the EU and said, we want billions of dollars, not just so they can continue to enslave Europe and teach little boys to cut their penises off and push open borders and arrest people if they criticize Afghan illegal alien invaders that kill people. You go to jail if you criticize the person that raped you longer than they go. They want that funding to keep running operations against us here domestically, the EU, with all their trained CIA garbage. So look at this. Europe NGOs scramble for clarity amid U.S. aid freezes. Oh, yeah. EU, urgent action needed to sustain global development aid. Oh, development aid. 3% goes to food as they cut off the fertilizer and food. Here's a Band-Aid. I cut your leg off. No, it goes to political propaganda and undermining. Drag queen story time. Orban vows to keep globalist network out of Europe after Trump's U.S. aid purge. He warns that they're kicking him out of America, but now they're going to try to get funding from the EU. We've got to stop it. He vowed to kill it. And at the big meeting today, the EU said, no, we're not going to replace the money. Ah, big victory. Soros just got, and one titty got pulled out of his mouth, and he ran over to the EU titty that's not as big and juicy and full of milk, but has a little poison milk in it. He said, milk, 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 mommy. And mommy said, no titty for you. Sorry, it's just true. The analogy sticks. EU can't plug U.S. aid funding gap, including Ukraine. Commission says, oh, the EU unelected commission. Sorry, American taxpayers won't pay for us to teach their children to cut their wieners off and their breast off, so you don't get any more milk. I'm sorry. Romanian election overturned. Turns out it's a Soros judge that did it when an anti-globalist won the election. Isn't that interesting? Edward Dowd, now moving to this. This is something that I'm noticing since Trump got in is not getting any attention. I understand they got to control the federal government. They got to stabilize, you know, military operations, all the rest of it. But the Soros networks are in control, even in middle-sized towns, but almost all the major cities, the DAs, the elected judges in Texas, the legislature in Texas just handed half the power to Democrats, even though they shouldn't have it. They just put a Democrat in at one of the key positions. And for people that don't know, after the Civil War, they make governors weak here. Well, the actual position of the legislature really is the governor. They put a Democrat in there. I mean, this is insane, and I'm not picking on Texas, but that's just, it's showing you the power here. Here's Tucker Carlson talking about this problem with the Attorney General of Texas, Ken Paxton.
Every big construction site in this country has prostitution run by the cartels, often of children. I don't see anyone doing anything about it. And it makes you wonder, like, Mexico is completely, utterly corrupt because of cartel money. Politicians, judges, journalists, all on the payroll. You see this in other Latin American countries. I mean, our politicians are not that expensive. Like, you could do that in a state like Texas, right?
Or California. Yeah, well, here's one of the biggest problems we have. We have it in Texas. We have it in other parts of the country. George Soros has figured this out. He's gone in and elected DAs in Democratic counties. Austin, Houston, Dallas, San Antonio. So 70% of our population controlled by Soros DAs. He went in and knocked off Democratic DAs because we can't get elected Republicans in those areas. So he went in and knocked off DAs who were actually prosecuting and replaced them with Soros DAs. Now, our legislature could fix that. They haven't. They could come in and say, AG, you have concurrent jurisdiction to go after these crimes. But because they haven't done that, crime is proliferating in all of our cities, financial crimes, other types of crimes, because they will not prosecute crimes. And so the cartels have an open invitation. So do other cartels from other countries. So if you go out to our financial crime unit in Tyler, they will tell you about all these crime groups coming in from other countries because they know they can get away with it. And our legislature so far has not fixed that.
Why? Okay. So then the question of motive arises, like, why wouldn't you want to stop crime in your state?
Yeah, that's a very good question. I find that DAs have more power in Texas than any elected official I've ever seen because they're not accountable to anybody. That if they commit a crime, no one can prosecute them. If it's a state crime, they'd have to prosecute themselves. And they can allow any crimes in their area. And they can go after, in Texas, it is so easy to get an indictment. You just walk in, you can tell the grand jury anything you want to, you can lie. Once you have the indictment, you've got it. There's no getting out of it. And so I think a lot of our politicians are afraid of their DAs, even if they're liberal Democrats. But if we don't get control of this in our state, in other states, and give somebody like the Attorney General, well, I'm not going to be there forever, give that authority so that there's another way to prosecute when the Soros DAs, and Soros has figured it out, but the Republicans have not.
I mean, it's so obvious just in your, 45-second explanation that, it makes sense. So how is it that they haven't figured it out, or do they have a higher loyalty?
They're afraid of the DAs. They're afraid the DAs come in and lobby, and everybody's afraid of their own DA that they'll get indicted if they do it. There's just that power because to get an indictment in Texas, you don't have to have, there's no recording of it. It's only one side of the story. You can, and if they lie and they get the indictment, there's no remedy. There's no consequence to the DA, and there's no remedy for the victim of that lie. You are going to trial. You can even, if somehow you could find out what happened in that secret grand jury proceeding, which I have before, it doesn't matter. You can go to judge and say they lied. You still are indicted and you're still at risk of going to prison.
You have to tell your kids you've been indicted.
And you might be in prison. You might be in front of a jury that doesn't know the truth, and you go to jail, or you're in a Democratic county, you might go to jail on something that they made up.
So you really think, I mean, I'm sorry to be so naive, but I grew up in this country and we didn't have things like this that I was aware of in 1985. But you think that members of the Texas legislature are afraid they'll be indicted if they push back against the DAs?
I think there is a fear, and there is this lobby effort. These DAs have so much power. Otherwise, why would they allow Soros to control the major cities and the it's obvious that they're not prosecuting crimes. They won't even prosecute shoplifting for, like, if you have free ride, if you want to, as long as you take $750 a day in Dallas County, whatever the number is, and you go to different stores, you can do that every day. And you will, you, the DA there said, we will not prosecute you.
But why would you want that unless you were trying to destroy a civilization?
Soros? It's exactly what he wants to do.
He's almost famously collapsing economy, stealing pension funds. Someone get Ebers take on this. I'm going to tell you, I live here in Austin. It's just as bad as D.C. with the left. This is one of the places they pick the judges and all of it. They're elected. Rick Perry killed a $25 million fund the Democrats were stealing, their anti-corruption fund, that they were actually stealing the money. He vetoed it as governor, his right. They indicted him. Took him 2 years, $2.5 million. Bankrupted him. Wasn't rich. Tom DeLay, remember the top Republican whip, getting the money, tried to put him in prison, totally innocent, for just regular campaign money he was getting for the Republican Party. Myself, they've had multiple grand juries open trying to put me in prison, saying I perjured myself in the show trials 2.5 years ago. And I didn't. It was just all lies. So this is what they do, okay? And the DA here is an open communist. So, outrageous betrayal. Republican-led Texas House names Democrat as Speaker pro tem and hands half of the new subcommittees to the left. A.G. Paxton exposes how Cornyn has helped the drug cartels. Other Republicans are in on this, too. Look into the council federally in the 80s or in the 70s creating these inspector generals, and now they want them over the Supreme Court. Trump's cutting those off. So that's how this shadow system works federally and locally. What do we need to do about the Soros crime network? Because that's really where the enemies are still in place, and they're planning to activate riots around the country this summer. Ever doubt?
So there's Soros, and there are other people that are doing this as well. But let's talk about Soros. What we've discovered is he's got two businesses. He's got Soros Fund Management. He makes his profits there. Then he funds the Open Society, which is a supposedly doing good deeds in the world. That's a front group, and he spends some of his own money. But then he gets matching under one of his NGOs. But the government gives him money too. We're going to find out that these prosecutors, a lot of it was the U.S. taxpayer dollars. He just is the front man for this operation. And this has been something that people will talk about for years on Wall Street, whispering that he is one of the best macro hedge fund records. Betting on countries' bonds and currencies and stocks. Guess what? If you're in bed with USAID and CIA, you get information through your NGOs to overthrow countries and cause color revolutions.
Well, it's worse than that. He bragged about Ukraine. No, he's working with the CIA. It wasn't just they were he was running it. Exactly. No, that's how he was crashing economies. It was the CIA.
Yeah, the CIA was using him as an asset, and he profited. And whether he was an asset or willing, who knows, but he's an asset. And this is how it's done. The NGO model has to go. Whatever this was created for to do some good in the world has been obviously taken over. And a lot of these are just scam fronts where they not only take money to do things that aren't in the interest of Americans, they also take a big chunk of it for their own pockets.
Well, that's right. I'm glad you made that point because I meant to, this is where the USAID money and the EPA money and the State Department money goes through Soros and the other groups, but he's the main one. And then they literally then finance all these people getting into office that then wage war and lawfare and criminal prosecutions against patriots. And it's got to be dismantled. It's classical racketeering. And Soros and his neurotic demon son need to be indicted yesterday. And I expect that's coming.
Yeah, the son is second generation wealth. He doesn't seem too bright. I don't think things are going to end well for him. He has no idea what's coming.
Well, it turned out we got secret documents 10 years ago. He literally leads Antifa and is in command, and it has a whole military command structure. It's him.
I hadn't seen that, but it wouldn't surprise me, given what's coming out. Almost everything I hear now, I have a tendency to believe.
Oh, yeah. It's on like 10, 12 years ago. It's on InfoWars for the exact headline. It's exclusive secret documents. Shows Soros funding and command of Antifa, and it shows the command structure. They have all these professors and people in it. They've got CIA. It's incredible. Edward Dowd, thank you so much. Incredible job with your work. We love you. People should follow you on X at Dowdward, and God bless you. We'll talk to you soon, my friend.
Take care.
The amount of our tax dollars funneled to George Soros' Open Society Foundations is staggering. It turns out that USAID has been bankrolling Soros' organizations to the tune of over $250 million, $270 million over the course of the last 15 years. You and I, our tax dollars, were funding George Soros to the tune of over $250 million. According to a report by the Heritage Foundation, it was the Obama administration that more or less officially designated Soros as a main recipient of USAID monies in order to fund far-left causes around the world. Here is an example of how those funds, again, our money, were used to radically impact the geopolitical order.
One of the things that many people recognized about you was that you funded a lot of dissident activity, civil society groups in Eastern Europe, in Poland, the Czech Republic. Are you doing similar things in Ukraine?
I set up a foundation in Ukraine before Ukraine became independent of Russia. The foundation has been functioning ever since, and it played an important part in events now.
And if you thought funding regime change in Ukraine was as far as this corruption went, think again. You and I actually ended up paying in part for the Democrats' attempt at regime change here at home. According to a report by the Daily Signal, Soros' Open Society Foundations bankrolled a news organization that actually inspired the first impeachment of President Trump. A news article published by the Organized Crime and Corruption Reporting Project, a news outlet that received funds from both Soros' Open Society Foundations as well as USAID directly, was cited four times by the original whistleblower who came out to claim that President Trump had abused his powers by threatening to withhold military aid to Ukraine in order to dig up dirt on Joe Biden. So both USAID and Soros funds were indeed behind the first impeachment, which means, if you think it through, that you and I helped to pay for that first impeachment. Our tax dollars, through both sources, USAID and the Open Society Foundations, were basically used to frame President Trump. It's beyond insane. And unfortunately, it gets worse. Remember the BLM riots in the summer of 2020? Yep. Soros. USAID gave nearly $25 million to the Tide Center, a Soros-funded group, which in turn funneled millions to BLM in 2020, all as they were burning down our cities across the country. Again, we were paying for all of that. And of course, as you guessed it, it gets worse. Soros was given hundreds of millions of dollars of our tax money to not just fund ultra-left-wing causes around the world, regime change causes and the like, but of course, bankroll radical Democrats here at home. Democrats made sure Soros' foundations were flooded with cash to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars, and then those foundations in turn funneled money back into the coffers of Democrats, and not just Democrats, but some of the most radical far-left candidates in the nation. Well, now, thankfully, because of what you did on November the 5th, Soros' gravy train is finally coming to a decisive end, and he's openly panicking about it. Wait until you see the depths of his despair. It is going to absolutely make your day. But first, speaking of all of this corruption, do you ever wonder how people like Nancy Pelosi seem to know exactly when to buy certain stocks? How politicians seem to have secret knowledge of what's going on and what's going to do well in the market? Well, it's all insider trading. Pelosi and her cronies have been getting away with it for years now. But guess what? You and I actually have access to that very same inside information. Thanks to a little SEC loophole, we can track what the big corporate CEOs are buying up in real time, and then we can just ride their coattails into financial success perfectly legally and ethically. Once you learn this secret of the trade, you're in. Now, to do that, you have got to join me along with my good friend and trading expert, Ross Givens, this Thursday, February 20th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Ross is the real deal. His insider tips have led to returns of over 200%. Some have hit as high as nearly 1,500%. It's going to be absolutely huge, but seating is limited to the first 1,000 signups. So click that link below right now and snag one of the remaining seats. This is going to change your life, gang. You can't afford to miss this. Click on that link below right now. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban just sent out this tweet, quote, "Warning, our fears have come true. The globalist liberal Soros NGO network is fleeing to Brussels after President Trump dealt a huge blow to their activities in the United States. Now, 63 of those NGOs are asking Brussels for money under the guise of various human rights projects. Not going to happen. We will not let them find safe haven in Europe. The USAID files exposed the dark practices of the globalist network. We will not take their bait again." Now, Prime Minister Orban linked an International Court of Jurists article, which is a proxy for Soros. He linked their panicked online appeal to the European Union to make up for the massive loss in funds due to President Trump's order to freeze all foreign aid, particularly in the form of USAID. Now, the NGOs, these open society foundations, are claiming that they're already having to suspend a number of operations around the world, and that without continuing funding coming now from Brussels, from the EU, their work to spread democracy and human rights around the world will be permanently imperiled, yada, 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 yada. Now, this panic is very real, and it's a bit ironic. I'll show you why. The panic is real because it comes on the heels of a recent announcement that the Open Society Foundations were cutting almost half of their global workforce. This is months before Trump and Elon started getting into the inner workings of USAID. In an emailed statement several months back, the organization did indeed confirm that they've made the difficult decision to reduce their workforce by at least 40%. And then, add insult to injury, they made the announcement that Soros's Open Society Foundations were actually having to leave Europe altogether. So that's the ironic part in all of this. Back in August of 2023, Soros's Open Society Foundations announced that they were significantly reducing all operations throughout the European Union. So, again, it's indeed rather ironic that they're coming groveling back to the EU asking for money now that their piggy bank here in the United States has been permanently taken away. Again, what's so key here is that Soros' foundations are losing their money at the very same time that more and more nations are shutting their doors to the Open Society Foundations. I mean, they're getting basically banned all over the place. The BJP, the ruling party in India, they want nothing to do with Soros. In fact, their foreign minister, Subramaniam Jaishankar, recently referred to Soros as extremely dangerous precisely because he funds the overthrowing of duly elected governments around the world that he doesn't like. So make sure you get that. India, a nation that represents one-fifth of the world's population, is rejecting Soros and his coveted New World Order, as is China, another nation that represents a fifth of the world, as is Russia, and of course, as is his own home country of Hungary. He's basically been banned from Hungary by Prime Minister Orban. When all is said and done, Soros's empire really does appear to be going the way of the dodo bird. It's collapsing in real time, right before our very eyes. And it's collapsing because Trump and Elon Musk, Elon Musk has repeatedly said that Soros hates humanity. Elon Musk has no love for George Soros. Both Trump and Elon have identified what appears to be the Achilles heel of the Soros' empire. It's the fact that his organizations have been basically sucking at the public teat for decades now. Trump and Elon have just, everyone talks about Soros is a billionaire and he funds all these. No, he doesn't fund Jack. He doesn't fund Jack. Whatever billions he had, I guess he wasted that years ago on all this stuff. No, it's governments that are funding his organization. And Trump and Elon have discovered and exposed the government-centered money laundering operation that the Democrats and Soros have been involved in for decades now. Democrats funnel hundreds of millions of taxpayer monies to Soros to fund all kinds of left-wing causes of regime change operations around the world, all as Soros then funnels money back to the Democrats' own coffers, usually in the guise of these radical far-left DAs in cities around the nation. And by the way, even that's falling apart. Have you seen back in November when you elected President Trump and changed the world, back in November, radically progressive district attorneys backed by Soros lost almost half of their races, 13 of the top 25 DA races across the nation, even in some of the deepest blue strongholds. And that's all part of an ongoing trend in the last 2 years of the roughly 75 Soros-linked DAs across the country. Over 30 have left office and 20 have been replaced by far more conservative law and order prosecutors. So whether it's here in the United States or in Europe or around the world, Soros's empire is crumbling. As a new civilizationalist world rises, the very world that his open society foundations did everything they possibly could to stop, that world, that conservative civilizationalist world, as it rises, Soros's world is coming to an end. His time is now finished. Ours is just beginning.
Good evening. Thanks for joining us. We begin tonight with Musk and Big Balls.
Big Balls.
Big Balls.
Big Balls, who work for Elon Musk's so-called Department of Government Efficiency, Doge.
In the one case of the Big Balls kid, a literal teenager.
Big Balls online, Big Balls here, that Katie's talking about.
A 19-year-old that goes by the username Big Balls.
So that would be one way that we could refer to him.
Young computer whizzes, the aforementioned Big Balls.
Because who among us doesn't feel better about Big Balls,
Big Balls,
Big Balls in charge of American air traffic control?
I mean, I'm sorry, but Doge was worth it just for that, just to get that montage. I mean, just to watch the legacy media literally troll themselves. I mean, seriously. Seriously, nothing proves just how incapable they are of seeing reality than that. With one member of the legacy media after another, just completely oblivious to how merciless they're being trolled. I mean, it's absolutely hilarious. And by the way, I'm sure most of you heard about the latest from Doge. We heard about it at the beginning here. Things are so amazing in terms of the mass amount of savings by Doge. They're thinking of sending out what they're calling dividend checks to every single taxpayer in America, treating them basically as investors. And we're talking checks around $5,000 each, which would be strategically brilliant because the tax refunds are coming from the savings of hundreds of billions of dollars already allocated for these absurd woke slush funds and Democrat money laundering operations. So it wouldn't cost us a dime. The money's already been allocated. It's already being, quote, spent, as it were. It never went out, thank God. But it's already being spent. It's already been allocated. So we just send $5,000 per taxpayer as a refund. And that would have a twofold effect. They would remind every single taxpayer of just how corrupt the D.C. Democrat-infested swamp has become. And at the same time, it would let every taxpayer share in the celebration of having saved so much of their money. So these refund checks would be reminders of just how corrupt the Democrats have been with our money, how corrupt they've been with our money. I think it's absolutely brilliant. And that move alone could consign the Democrats to a permanent political minority. All right, take a look at this latest executive order that was just signed by President Trump hours ago. It's called the Ensuring Accountability for All Agencies Act. And what it does is it gives President Trump direct control over a number of agencies in accordance with Article 2, Section 1 of the Constitution, which puts executive power over these agencies exclusively in the hands of the president. So we're talking agencies like the Federal Elections Commission, the Federal Trade Commission, the Securities and Exchange Commission, the Federal Communication Commission. Now, the key here is that the order requires all these agencies to submit their regulations to President Trump's budget chief, Russ Vought. Now, we've talked about Russell Vought quite a bit of late. He is one of the architects of Project 2025. He's one of the major authors of the Project 2025 blueprint. And then what Vought is going to do is he's going to report directly to the president as to who in these agencies is failing to comply with his direct orders from the Oval Office. And as Rod Martin is reporting, what makes it even better is that each and every one of these agencies has to have a White House liaison that will serve as the president's eyes and ears inside every single one of these agencies. So if you remember back during Trump's first term, he would sign all these executive orders, but what would these rogue agencies do? They'd ignore them. They'd completely ignore them. There was no oversight structure to guarantee that Trump's executive orders were being implemented. And we saw this particularly with USAID just now, just literally within the last couple of weeks, where they blatantly and egregiously ignored Trump's executive order as well as senatorial oversight. And this has been one of DOJ's main jobs, right? This is what Elon's been talking about with in the interview with Hannity, is that they've been going in, and as part of their audits of all these agencies, they've been looking to see if they've been complying with President Trump's executive orders. And of course, virtually every single agency has not. And they were caught ignoring things like immediate freezes on foreign aid. And what's so amazing, and again, this is why the woke libs of the New York Times are saying they've never seen anything like this before. What's so amazing is now with DOGE, and with these oversight officials being implemented in every single one of these agencies, officials who have refused to comply with the executive orders are getting caught red-handed, and boom, they're fired immediately, right on the spot. And this is who the Democrat administrative state, this is how the Democrat administrative state has been able to function and grow all these years without any executive and congressional oversight. This is how they got turned into a slush fund and a money laundering agency for Democrat politicians and special interests. They just ignore executive power and they do whatever they want. They treat government as if it's theirs. They treat DC as if it's theirs. It belongs to them, not you. And what this new executive order is doing along with the DOGE audits is they're together coming in and completely purging these agencies of all the parties and participants and procedures that perpetuate this blatant corruption. And again, just click the link in the description below and you can get all these articles and tweets firsthand emailed to you. So you have all this data at the tip of your fingers. It's a brand new service that we're providing for you on this channel. We really want, I mean, we consider it a privilege to send you all this data for free, and then you can share it out and email it out to friends and family and the like, especially those who still remain skeptical of the golden age. And to make things even worse for the Democrat deep state, a federal judge just ruled that President Trump, yes, can indeed continue the mass firings of federal workers at an unprecedented level. Unions sued last week to block the administration from firing federal workers and granting buyouts to employees who quit voluntarily. I know a lot of you have been very frustrated with these activist judges, unelected judges. I might add, you know, trying to hamper Trump's efforts at purging D.C. of these corrupt bureaucrats. But look, now a federal judge has overturned all such activist efforts and ending the purge. And so federal workers continue to get fired at a record pace. And this new executive order is only going to exacerbate that purge. It's only going to exacerbate. Gang, they can't stop the inevitable. Even when this ultimately goes to the Supreme Court, that's already been signaled, we're going to at least have a 5-vote majority that says the executive agencies fall under the power and decision-making of the executive branch. Bottom line, the people vote in the executive. The one person in government that everyone votes on is the president. They vote him in, and then he exercises the people's will through his various appointees in the under and through the agencies that come under the authority of the executive branch. And there is nothing these activist judges can stop him from ultimately doing that. But what if all of this purging that he's engaged in, what if it ends up reaching the ultimate pinnacle? Could it possibly be the case that the Internal Revenue Service, the infamous IRS itself, is about to be totally and completely purged? You're not going to believe the answer is going to absolutely blow your mind.
Far too long, the IRS has had no problem peering into the books of every American, rich or poor, middle-income American. It didn't matter. They love doing this stuff. But it's time for them to be held accountable, to make sure that everything that they're paying for is fully accounted for. I think that's a wonderful thing. And let's be very clear to the Democrats who are all concerned about the bureaucratic state. Elon Musk is going over to the Department of Defense as well. President Trump has a mission, and that is to make sure that our government is efficient.
The auditors are being audited. Yesterday's 1-month mark of the Trumpocalypse was also marked by the announcement that DOGE was firing 6,000 IRS agents. It was being reported by the New York Times that a, quote, tearful executive at the U.S. Internal Revenue Service, I didn't know they cried, told staffers on Thursday that about 6,000 employees would be fired in a move that would eliminate roughly 6% of the agency's workforce. This is obviously just the beginning of the purge of the IRS. Again, all of this is so beautifully ironic. The very agency that's whining and complaining about being audited is the very one responsible for auditing American citizens. But the firing of 6,000 IRS agents is just the tip of the iceberg. President Trump has confirmed that it is indeed his goal, like with the Department of Education, to eliminate the IRS altogether. And this is where the External Revenue Service comes in, right? The External Revenue Service. Trump looks like he wants to go back to the tariff standard of government revenue as opposed to the income tax standard. Remember, a lot of you may not know this, but originally the government was constitutionally barred from taxing citizens directly. Did you know that? All of our founding fathers were absolutely adamant and constitutionally enshrined the principle that our federal government should not be allowed to tax its citizens directly. We actually had to pass a constitutional amendment, the 16th Amendment, to modify the Constitution to allow the government to tax our income. It was a concept that was complete anathema to our original framers. Our founding fathers were all, to the man, tariff proponents. And tariffs historically had two functions. Tariffs raised revenue for the government, and tariffs protected certain American industries. This goes all the way back to George Washington. Washington used tariffs to raise revenue for the government and protect American industries. Tariffs were the primary way our government was funded for a century and a half. Tariffs and the selling of land, became the primary means of revenue during the 19th century's westward expansion. And Trump wants to bring that back as well. He wants to sell off tons of federal land. But again, we actually needed a constitutional amendment, the 16th Amendment, for government to be able to institute an income tax. So this is exactly what President Trump wants to reverse, to rectify. His Commerce Secretary is now making it clear that Trump wants to go back to the time when the federal government made its money on tariffing other countries' exports into the United States and eliminate the IRS and income taxes entirely. This is unbelievable. And it's precisely, again, it's basically just returning to how our government functioned until 1913, the passage of the 16th Amendment, the creation of the Fed. Tariffs have always been the lifeblood of the federal government. And the very fact that it seems like our history classes in school have done everything they possibly, and our legacy media for that matter, have done everything possible, everything they possibly can to infuse a kind of amnesia, collective amnesia, and make us forget that, I think speaks volumes. And if Trump has his way, we are going to truly make America great again by going back to that external revenue system, make other nations who are profiting off of our massive consumer base, make those other nations have to pay a fee in order for to have the privilege of participating in that extraordinary consumer experience. It's just another day in America's new golden age. Every single day, billions of waste, fraud, and abuse are being identified and stopped. Every single day, tens of thousands of federal workers are being permanently let go. Every single day, tens of thousands of new Republican voters are being registered across the country. Every single day, Trump's poll numbers keep going up as the Democrats' poll numbers keep going down. Every single day, we get things like dividend checks from all the savings possibly being poised to be sent out to every single taxpayer. Every single day, the southern border is secured with illegal crossings down 95%. Every single day, the mass deportation numbers increase by the thousands. Every single day, Trump's cabinet nominees, every single one of them have now officially been confirmed. Every single day, the administrative state is being dismantled at breathtaking speed. Every single day, the Democrats and the legacy media are literally being left shell-shocked every single day. And we still have 3 years and 11 months to go.
That's all for another show. As always, we hope you found today's content of interest and value. You can watch and or listen to a podcast of today's show when it's posted shortly here on the Jim Benson Show pages at bbsradio.com/The Jim Benson Show. And elsewhere on the internet, including rumble.com and Apple Podcasts. While you're at it, at bbsradio.com, if that's where you're looking, scroll down on my index page there and check out our related videos section. And look for us again 2 weeks from today in this same time slot with another episode of the show. And have a great rest of your day and evening.